Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with news from Scare LA. Scare LA, the Southern California Halloween convention, is excited to announce its expansion to a new venue, the Pasadena Convention Center, for the event's 2015 edition on August 8th and 9th. The move will increase the con's show floor to over 100,000 square feet to accommodate a growing list of vendors, attractions, and entertainment. Debuting in 2013, Scare LA was created to celebrate the rich Southern California Halloween industry and community, from its iconic seasonal theme park events to standalone haunted attractions and even home haunts. The event has become a mecca for horror lovers on the West Coast and beyond, extending the Halloween season through the summer. Attracting nearly 4,000 guests in 2013 and more than 6,000 in 2014, Scare LA has become one of the fastest-growing independent conventions in the U.S. to date. Featuring multiple parking lots, hotels, convenient public transportation, and fantastic dining options all within walking distance, the Pasadena Convention Center makes attending Scare LA easier than ever before. The 2015 Scare LA program will take advantage of the new venue's larger stages to host exclusive presentations from fan favorites such as Not Scary Farm, Universal Studios Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights, Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, Six Flags Magic Mountain's Fright Fest, and more. Guests returning to Scare LA will find a larger show floor with more Halloween and horror vendors, expanded classroom and workshop spaces, and a wide variety of live entertainment and immersive mini-haunt experiences. For more information and to sign up for Scare LA's email list or to buy pre-sale tickets, which are on sale now, go to scarela.com. Be sure to like Scare LA on Facebook at facebook.com/ScareLAcon and follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Scare Los Angeles and join the conversation on social media using hashtag ScareLA. We have this update from the West Coast Haunters Convention. The West Coast Haunters Convention is pleased to announce a couple of special guests. First, he's back! R.J. Hattie will return to the West Coast Haunters Convention. R.J. will be teaching classes again this year. Be sure to stay tuned. His classes fill up fast. The West Coast Haunters Convention is also excited to announce guest speaker Sig Neutron from Face Off Season 7 to their lineup. Sig Neutron is a sculptor, fabricator, artist, special effects artist, and co-creator of Bizarro Augogo. Sig finds the real world terribly boring and is doing everything he can to change that. Get your tickets to the West Coast Haunters Convention today at www.hauntersconvention.com. We have this news from John LaFlamboy and the Zombie Prom in Chicago. Hey everyone, we're looking for a venue to host our Zombie Prom Chicago 2015. I'm hoping that you may have a suggestion that we have not tried yet. We need a space that can accommodate at least 400 people, a band, DJ, dance floor, liquor, zombie makeup booth, prom photo booth, and, of course, shenanigans. If you have any ideas, please let me know. Thank you, John. You can send your suggestions to facebook.com/zombieprom Chicago. We have this update from Crypticon in Seattle. We have a new guest announcement. Crypticon is proud to welcome William Forsythe to Seattle this May. In addition to joining castmates Sig Haig, Bill Moseley, and Michael Berryman for our Devil's Rejects 10th Anniversary Reunion, William has an extensive career in both film and television, with appearances in Boardwalk Empire, Rob Zombie's Halloween, The Rock, The Water Dance, The Untouchables TV Show, Dick Tracy, and many, many others. The man has worked with everyone from the Coen brothers to Sergio Leone. Get your tickets now at CrypticonSeattle.com. We have this news from the Connecticut Horror Fest. Save the date. The 2015 Connecticut Horror Fest will be July 18th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Matrix Conference and Banquet Center in Danbury, Connecticut. Special guests include Doug Bradley, Gunnar Hansen, Mick Foley, and many more. Please like Connecticut Horror Fest on Facebook and go to www.horrornewsnetwork.net to stay informed as more guests and details are announced. And of course, you do not want to miss this event. We have an update from the Don't Be a Monster anti-bullying campaign. Over 50 vendors have donated items for one of the largest auction packages the haunt industry has ever seen. There are thousands of dollars of incredible products, and 100% of the proceeds will support Don't Be a Monster. Don't Be a Monster is a 501c3 nonprofit organization working to improve the lives of youth in America by conducting targeted outreach and educational activities in schools around the topic of bullying. The silent auction will take place at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions Trade Show, March 19th through the 22nd, and winners will be announced on Sunday, March 22nd, at the Don't Be a Monster booth. Be sure to swing by booth 1432 for more information on Don't Be a Monster and check out the item up for bid. And of course, for more information on this very worthy cause, visit don'tbeamonster.org. We have this interesting story about a Broadway production of the movie Misery. One of the scariest stories in films is about to head to Broadway with Bruce Willis. Warner Brothers Theater Ventures is bringing an adaptation of the Stephen King novel Misery to Broadway and has enlisted Bruce Willis to star, says TheHollywoodReporter.com. Willis will make his Broadway debut opposite stage veteran Elizabeth Marvel in the play written by two-time Academy Award winner William Goldman, who also wrote the screenplay for the 1990 Rob Reiner film that starred Kathy Bates in her Oscar-winning turn as Annie Wilkes. Willis will play the household romance novelist Paul Sheldon, who becomes a prisoner of his unhinged number one fan, Wilkes, after she rescues him from a car accident and learns that he plans to kill off her favorite fictional character. Will Frears has signed on to direct a play, which is scheduled for a limited run in the fall at a theater to be announced. Stay tuned, and we'll have more on this story as we get it. We have this news from Days of the Dead in Indianapolis. Just a heads up, folks, Angus Scrimm pre-sale autographs for his appearance at Days of the Dead Indianapolis, June 26th through 28th at the Wyndham Indianapolis West, are on sale now. Angus will only be signing a limited number of autographs per day. Pre-ordering an autograph or ticket guarantees you an autograph on your item or his, as well as a photo with Angus at the table. Furthermore, autograph pre-order ticket holders get line-skipping privileges ahead of walk-up patrons, but behind VIP guest pass holders, as well as a collectible printed keepsake ticket. Optional professional photo ops with Angus Scrimm will also be available and on sale. For tickets, vendor spaces, hotel info, and more, visit www.daysofthedead.net. We have a little news from Midnight Syndicate. Midnight Syndicate's Edward Douglas will be at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions Show, featuring The Haunt Show, in St. Louis, March 19th through the 22nd, in booth 1222. In addition to Midnight Syndicate CDs, t-shirts, hoodies, and other great merch, he'll also be displaying masks, high-quality prop weapons, and other products from our friends at Screamline Studios. Also, on March 27th and 29th, Edward will return to the West Coast to be on hand for Monsterpalooza in Burbank, California. In addition to having Midnight Syndicate supplying musical atmosphere for the museum section of the show, Elliot Brodsky has once again brought together an incredible group of guests, which include George A. Romero and Linda Blair, among many others. For more information, visit facebook.com/Midnight Syndicate. And speaking of Monsterpalooza, we have this update from Monsterpalooza. American Horror Story, Beauty and the Freaks, The American Horror Story Makeup Department will be joining Monsterpalooza to discuss the prosthetics and teamwork that goes into each season. They will be answering questions and covering your favorite characters from period beauty to horrible creatures. There will be something for everyone. So come get your freak on Sunday, March 29th from 1 to 2 in the Monsterpalooza Theater. For more information on Monsterpalooza happening March 27th through the 29th in Burbank, California, visit monsterpalooza.com. We have some news on a new Alien movie. Neil Blomkamp has released new Alien concept art back a few months ago, and it went viral. Fox hired him to develop it, Ridley Scott is producing, Sigourney Weaver is returning. According to an article from BloodyDisgusting.com, it will be the final entry and will take place after Aliens, but before the events of Alien 3. Michael Bayne could be in it. He claims to have been contacted, as shown in concept art, and an unknown actor has done makeup tests as Hicks in preparation. Sigourney Weaver tells Variety that the next Alien will break new ground. "I can't think of a better director," Weaver told the site at the New York City premiere of Blomkamp's latest film, Chappie. "He's a real fan. I think he'll be true to the world and take it in unexpected directions. It's got a lot of sinew in it, and it will surely stand up to the others and probably break a lot of new ground as well." Blomkamp expresses why he's enamored with doing a new Alien, other than the first two films being his favorite films. "I would love to make something different in that world because the films use terror and dread and filmmaking techniques that are different than what I've dabbled in before," he said. We will continue to monitor this story and bring updates as we get them. We have this news from Universal's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida. It might only be March, but we're already counting down the days until Halloween and Halloween Horror Nights. Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights is celebrating its 25th year this fall with more event nights and even more scares than ever before. Do you think you have what it takes to survive 25? Halloween Horror Nights is the ultimate Halloween event, attracting people from around the world. From the moment you step inside the event's gates, you become a victim inside your very own horror film. The streets of Universal Studios Florida are transformed into highly themed scare zones, brought to life with elaborate scenery and teams of menacing scare actors, lunging from the shadows and hunting you as prey. You can brave multiple haunted houses throughout the theme park, as detailed and terrifying as movie sets. Make your way through an unpredictable multi-sensory labyrinth based on anything from iconic slasher films to hit horror video games to haunting original stories created by Universal's entertainment team. This fall, Halloween Horror Nights will mark its 25th year running with a record-breaking 30 event nights. Event dates include September 18th through the 19th, 24th and 25th, 26th and 27th, and October 1, 4, 7 through the 11th, 14th, 18th, 21st through the 25th, 5th, 28th through the 31st, and November 1st. You can now be among the first to book the newly announced Halloween Horror Nights 25 hotel and ticket package that combines the excitement of Universal Orlando's two theme parks by day with the heart-pumping horror of Halloween Horror Nights by night. For more information on all things Halloween Horror Nights, visit HalloweenHorrorNights.com/Orlando. We have this news on the Rondo Awards. Since 2002, the Rondo Awards have been fandom's only classic horror awards, decided by fans for fans. Every nominee is being recognized for significant work or achievement in the year 2014. All voting is by email only, and no, you do not have to vote in every category. One vote per person, please. Every email must include your name to be counted, and all votes are kept strictly confidential. No email addresses or personal information will ever be shared with anyone. Feel free to spread the word about Rondo nominations, place Rondo banners on websites, go social on Twitter or Facebook, and urge fans and friends to vote. But please remember that overly organized voting campaigns are prohibited. Let's try to keep this a fun vote. Finally, thanks as always to the thousands of fans, pros, and friends who have voted year after year. We look forward to hearing from you again. Let's make Rondo 13 the best ever. Simply copy the ballot and send an email with your picks to David Colton at Terrico, or Taraco, T-A-R-A-C-O, at AOL.com by Sunday night, midnight, April 19th. You can see the nominees and get your ballot at RondoAward.com. We have this news from 100 Acres Manor in Pittsburgh. 100 Acres Manor Haunted Attractions' mission is to provide much-needed monies to our chosen causes by providing a world-class haunted house, and we are proud to announce that due to your continued support, we were able to donate in excess of $200,000 to our charities in 2014, including the Homeless Children's Educational Fund, Animal Friends, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are grateful for the resources and energy that allows us to provide opportunities and awareness to these great causes. We look forward to scaring everyone in 2015, and thank you for your continued support. To learn more about 100 Acres Manor, visit 100acresmanor.com. And finally, we have some news about an infamous piece of serial killer history. According to an article from WBAY.com, a piece of property once owned by one of Wisconsin's most notorious criminals was sold this past weekend to the TV host of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. The auctioneer, George Pientka, says, "It was crazy. All the calls from all over the United States and from Canada." Pientka has been auctioning antiques for 15 years, but says few have as much of a story as a dusty cauldron abandoned in a client's garage. Pientka describes when he first saw the cauldron. "I go, yeah, a cauldron. They come up once in a while." And he says, "Well, this one was owned by Ed Gein. Ed Gein, the serial killer from Plainfield in Washara County, was convicted in 1968 for brutally murdering two women, in addition to digging up and mutilating corpses. A cauldron from Gein's home has been untouched among a man's family treasures in Grand Marsh. Pientka says the former owner's parents bought it from an auction with many of Gein's possessions. He said the auction was held March 30, 1958. In a notarized letter to the state of Wisconsin, the former owner says his grandmother painted the cauldron black, planted flowers in it, and said it was a memorial for those who died at the hands of the serial killer. "Our hearts sank," says Dorothy Pientka, co-owner of Pientka Auction Service, with her husband George. "It's a very sad story, and we didn't want to glamorize it in any way, shape, or form. The couple decided to advertise it as a cauldron with a story." But just days before the auction, the story and the connection to Ed Gein got out. The TV host of Ghost Adventures tracked down the auctioneers. Host Zach Baggins says, "With my expertise and my gift in the field of the paranormal and sensitives, I wanted to try to connect with the spirits." Baggins bought the cauldron for $2,800, but George Pientka says it could have gone for more than $10,000 if publicized. George says normally a cauldron like this would go for $200 to $500. It started to make him uncomfortable after the $1,000, he said. But Baggins assures, "My intentions are good intentions, to try and help the energy or spirits or victims that are attached to it. After half a century, the cauldron with a story is on its way to a ghost storyteller's home." And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with veteran actor John Dugan and was recorded at MonsterCon in Greenville, South Carolina in July 2014.
Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, live at MonsterCon, Greenville, South Carolina, checking out all the cool sights, talking with all the celebs and all the cool kids out there, as you've known to come in love with what we do at the show. Talking to a gentleman here, I've seen him at many, many conventions, I've never had the opportunity to just sit down and talk with him. You know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, God, what, 41 years ago the original came out, there was a guy out there, Grandpa John Duggan, playing on that role. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there. The crowds, this is a Friday of a three-day show. It's reasonable at this. Saturday's probably going to be amazingly busy, and Sunday, well, you know how Sundays are at conventions, so I thought
You never know about Sunday.
You never know about Sunday. So we just want to find out, you know, how's things going with John Duggan. I've seen you on the convention circuit for a while now. How's people been treating you down here in the state of South Carolina?
Great. This is the first time, actually the first time I've been in South Carolina since 70 or 69 or something like that.
Just going to like Myrtle Beach for vacation or Charleston or something?
My brother and I were headed down. We were heading to Florida for a big family thing in Daytona. And I picked him up in Kentucky, and we decided we wanted to drive down the coast. So we headed immediately to the Atlantic Ocean and drove all the way down the coast to Daytona Beach. I think it was 1970 or 69 or 70.
In 70, that would have been a fun trip, I can imagine. Gas being about 40 cents. And
that was like 35 cents.
And lots of bars at all the little towns, Myrtle Beach, Moorhead City, Beaufort, all those places with just tons and tons and tons of little
It was a fun trip.
I can imagine. And yet 3 years later, you're being cast as the role of Grandpa in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the tender age of 20, ironically enough.
Yeah, I was 20 years old, theater actor in Chicago, and Kim Henkel, the guy who wrote and co-directed and produced the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, was married to my sister.
Really?
And
no nepotism going on in this.
Well, you know, I could tell you the long story, I could tell you the truth. The truth is my brother-in-law wrote it. And so there weren't, you know, tons of auditions and screen tests and all that stuff. And I was doing, I was at the Goodman Theater in Chicago, and I was doing a children's play that summer, for the summer, called The Terradiddle Tales.
That's probably a really wide range, going from Terradiddle Tales, which sounds just something that four-year-olds would love, to welding sledgehammers and things.
Yeah. Well, they both started with a T, I guess.
I guess that works.
But, yeah, I did. I was entertaining children two shows a day, 6 days a week for $175. And Kim called me and asked me to do Chainsaw, and I quit the children's play and went down the second half of the summer and did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So it was kind of an unusual summer. And I got paid for both gigs, so, you know.
Work is work. It's nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you have any idea when it came out that it would spawn sequel after sequel, TV shows, or, it's become a franchise? And it was one of the first, I guess, franchise movies out there of the horror genre.
Well, I think if any of us had known, we would have covered our asses legally a little bit better. You know, I would have had some kind of like, I will be playing Grandpa on any sequel sort of, you know, contract. I would have tried to get some residual money. Actually, I was offered residual money, but I took deferral. They were out of money by the time it was time to pay me.
Right.
And they gave me a choice of points on the film or a deferment, which is being paid out of first money made. And I wanted my damn money. So I went on deferment. So I got paid a year later after the film was released.
Right.
I worked at the job in 73 and didn't get paid until 74. The people who did have residual contracts, own percentage points, got screwed, essentially, because the money just disappeared, you know. So I think they've gotten some monies over the years, but not nearly what they should have. If they would have gotten what they should have gotten, everybody would be sticking rich, you know.
Sure.
But no, there was a lot of money, just they don't know how much money it made originally, because somebody made all the money disappear, you know. So
interesting. So when you see like 2 and 3 and all these coming out like that, I mean, do they approach you at all, or are you just not in the picture?
I was not asked to do play Grandpa in any subsequent ones until just until Lionsgate took over the franchise several years ago to do Texas Chainsaw 3D. And Carl Mazzacone, producer, called me and said that they were doing yet another Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he wondered if I would be interested in... he said we would be honored if you would consider reprising your role as Grandpa in the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I said, are you kidding? I've been waiting 40 fucking years for this phone call. I literally did say that. I said, I've been waiting almost 40 fucking years for this phone call. Well, nice. You know, where have you people been? So, I couldn't wait to get back into it again. So, and now they did buy the... They bought the option to make 6 films.
Right.
So there could... There could be 5 more, yeah.
Excellent. So I'm sure they probably used a little bit less makeup at the time, too. Because, you know, let's face it, you're no longer 20.
No, I am no longer 20.
So anything you've got coming down the pike? Any more theater projects or any TV work or anything?
I haven't done theater for a long, long time. I have a day on a new TV show for Fox Network called The Sparrows. I'll be shooting sometime in late August, early September, just one day. Hopefully that may turn into more. I have a film called Spider that's being shot in Georgia. Hopefully we'll be shooting about beginning of November. I have a film called The Mangled. We'll be shooting in Maryland sometime late this year, early next year, I think. I have a lot of things dangling out there, but it's just a matter of getting them rolling. You know?
It's all about the paperwork and the signatures on the bottom.
Yep.
So for people interested in following your career, as I see, you're on the convention circuit a good bit, you know, maybe looking for 3 to 6 months down the road. Where will you be appearing? Where will you be signing autographs, things like that? Do you have any websites or social networks for people?
No, but I do. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on there personally a lot.
I've seen you on there.
Yeah, you can catch me. I'll talk to you if I happen to be there. And not doing anything else, you know. You can always say hi to me.
So look for John Duggan. Is it John _? Or is it just, you know, just search for John Duggan on...
Find my picture. I think I'm John Duggan 127. There are a lot of John Duggans there.
So there's at least 126 other yous out there someplace.
Yeah. Or just put John Duggan actor in it and probably come up.
Excellent. Well, John, I wish you nothing but success in those upcoming movies. We'll look for those things, the shooting in Georgia, the shooting in Maryland. Hopefully everything will go well, and maybe Lionsgate will make another 5 Texas Chainsaw movies.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. I wouldn't hesitate to do another one.
Absolutely. It just sounds like a fun thing to do. Welding sledgehammers and bashing in brains
is
always something people love to do on a warm summer afternoon, if nothing else. Once again, this is Drew Badger here live at MonsterCon for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.